Well, it's good to talk to you, joined here by Ian Jennings and Matthew Devine. I'm going to start with Matthew because you just signed your first contract, so how pleased are you for that to happen?
Yeah, I'm delighted. It's been a long time. It was a lot of hard work from when I was a kid just to get to where I am now, so yeah, delighted.
How long, when did you start thinking this is what I'm going to do, this is what I want to do?
It's not something you really think about when you're a kid, obviously, but I've been playing since I was 4 or 5. Dad kind of got me into it and I didn't really have any other choice, and then no, I loved it though. And I suppose when you get to that stage, 18, 19, you start playing country underage, you start playing Ireland underage, you're kind of thinking, oh, maybe this is a path I could go down and something like a target, and I'm delighted it's worked out this far.
Yeah, yeah, you were part of a very successful Ireland under 20s team, and then you come into professional full time day in, day out rugby. Was it what you expected or was it different?
A lot of it would have been what I expected. There are some things you pick up along the way. It's different in terms of your body. It has to hold up to different standards of pro rugby. It is different. Obviously, the lads are all massive. They're way more physical, especially the forwards. Yeah, so there's a few things I had to learn, but like the lads are great along the way, like the older lads, especially my position, Blady, Marmoni was here, and Colm. Like, I've known Colm since we were kids. Our families are great friends, and he's kind of put an arm around his shoulder and kind of guided me through that process.
So if you're in here the week of a match, it's usually good news, but you probably don't know yet, or you can't tell me, but we're assuming that you're going to be close to the start or very close to the action on Saturday. So how's that going to feel?
I have no idea yet. I can't tell you anything, like, because I don't know myself, but I was delighted to get a decent run out the last day. Obviously, from a team perspective, the result was pretty disappointing, but it's great that we have a chance this week now to go out and right a few wrongs.
And when you come into a situation like that, you looked as if you weren't under pressure. You looked as if you were out there to, I'm going to show what I can do now. I've been watching the game, and you took your opportunity, which is all you can do when you get it.
Yeah, I suppose it's different. The stage of the game I came in and the type of game that it was and the way the scoreboard was, the coaches just gave me the freedom. They just said, get in, fucking move the ball, pass it, play quickly, you know. It wasn't a case of, if I was starting, I'd have to manage structures and exit efficiently and manage the scoreboard and manage field position a bit more. It was literally just get in, play quick.
And that's probably more of a challenge if you are starting. That's another part of the learning curve, that it's a different phase of the game, and you say scoreboard management.
Yeah, 100%. That's kind of the things that I've had to learn the last couple of years. That's in pro rugby, it matters a lot. And those are the learning curves, especially when you're in a game manager position in 9-10. Those are the things that take time, and those are the things you're not going to get from playing underage rugby or playing underage international rugby. You need to be in a pro environment, seeing it week in, week out in training and getting the feedback from the coaches and going from there.
Good stuff. Well, we look forward to seeing you. I'll move on to Shane now. Do you want to move that? Shane, a couple of really decent performances. On Sunday, it was pretty tough going out there, but anytime you got the ball, you were on the move.
Sunday, I think you kind of said to it, we kind of went into the game, and from an attack point of view, we just wanted no regrets. So we backed ourselves and we had the ball. We tried to do the right thing and tried to play without fear. So that was kind of one of our things coming in. And like, I know the result didn't go our way, but four tries away at Benetton from a attacking point of view was still a good outcome from our attack, we could say.
Yeah, it was a very difficult day. I'm interested, you both come from an under-20s background where winning became the norm. I mean, Ireland were a very good, and have been for a number of years, an under-20 side. Was there an expectation in your head when you came into this that winning would be maybe easier than it is? Or did you think that would continue? Or is the fact that it's just a much tougher version of rugby and it's harder?
Not really. I suppose kind of when we did have that success, it was always kind of our hard work and our principles that got us there. And it's just kind of keeping to that hard work and principles. We know sometimes results don't go our way. It is obviously a lot higher level, but that's just how it is, how cookie crumbles sometimes. Just have to take it, get on it. Like this week, we've another good opportunity now to go up against Everett and put in a good performance on Saturday. So I think that's probably one of the bigger things about coming into a pro setup as well. You don't have too long to feel sorry for yourself. You're usually out again the next weekend. So it's always, you might be disappointed with not getting the win, but there's always a good chance very quickly usually to right any wrongs you have.
there's a few of you starting to appear. It's great coming through the pathway. What was it? Grassroots to green shirts. I could never get that right. But I you know, you've got yourself. You've got Cahill Ford. You've got the Murray brothers. I mean, this there is a Connacht ethos coming into this team now among the younger players. Are you aware of that? Is that something that you think, yeah, I'm representing Connacht now, but I'm also part of the flow through of the system?
I suppose I wouldn't ever really think about it too much. Just kind of from a personal level almost. Like Matty, Colm, we've all grown up together, like went to the same school and stuff like that. And then like, Cahill Ford and Dyer, we've been playing since it's a 16 in the age grades is where you probably first come in. So like we've gone from fighting each other at minis and the whole way up to underage, and they're like very good mates now. So probably it's just like more enjoyable to get to do with them, and probably don't think too much about it myself personally anyways. But I suppose when you do think about it, as a good achievement and a good thing to have that cohort of local lads coming through together.